and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Lauren, I am so excited to welcome you to today's episode of the Brand Strategy Podcast. And thank you so much for joining us. To those of you who are tuning in, I am having a sweet heart-based conversation with my incredible friend, Lauren Frontiera, who is an intuitive heart-based coach. And we are talking today about how to intentionally pivot your brand. So Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited to have this conversation with you.
Oh my gosh, ditto, Bonnie. Like, it is such an honor to get to have this soul chat with you and share all the things and just be here with you and everyone else that's tuning in. So thank you.
So just a little bit of background. Lauren and I actually crossed paths, what was it, last year in the most incredible setting. We were both leading as mentors for the Imperfect Boss Camp based in the gorgeous woods of Canada. And it was kind of one of those things where I can't believe that I'd kind of like gone through so many years of my life and professional journey without ever coming across you and your work. But I felt like when I connected with you then, I was so impressed by your dedication to really pour all of your heart and your energy into whatever it was you were doing. And correct me if I'm wrong, but at the time, I think you were doing something completely different from the work you're doing now, right?
Totally. Yeah, that's right.
So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, like this time last year, where were you? What were you doing? What did your business look like? And then share a little bit of what you do now and how that's different.
Yeah. It's so interesting to reflect on how different it is and also the similarities. So this time last year, I was running the Real Female Entrepreneur podcast and platform, which I had been doing for about 3 years at that point. So I had weekly episodes and would sit down with the most incredible women who were running and growing businesses of all sizes, from women who were just starting out in business to women who are running multi-million dollar companies, and like pulling back the curtains to have these real, honest soul chats and conversations and really getting to know them and their journeys. And diving into even more than just business, right? But like the life that's so intertwined with business as well and different stories. And oh my God, it was amazing. Just talking about it now, I'm like, those conversations were so good. So I was doing that. And then I was also running an online membership community for women business owners who were really craving that personal development alongside their business and were invested in growing themselves alongside of their business. So yeah, the podcast and the online membership community. And it was amazing. And right about this time last year, because let's see, we were in Canada in October of last year, I was feeling this massive tug and shift that felt totally uncertain. Wasn't really sure where it was going, but I ended up here to now working with women one-on-one in this intuitive, heart-based, soul-infused coaching, really helping them reclaim their power and step into their truth so that they can show up and do the work that they are here and that they're meant to do with a sense of ease and confidence and joy. So yeah, it definitely feels completely different in how my day-to-day is structured and the work that I'm doing. And yet there are definite similarities, which are interesting to notice between the two businesses.
Absolutely. And personally, I feel like any of our life experiences, even if at first it feels completely unrelated to a shift we're experiencing or a new direction we're heading in, I honestly feel like it can equip us so beautifully to do whatever we're called to do in that season. So just from my standpoint, I can see how both the membership platform that you ran and the podcast, like that work that you did in showing up for those conversations with others could so beautifully equip you to then transition into this role where you're working so closely one-on-one with your clients.
Yeah, definitely. It also gave me so much clarity into my own journey. There was so much growth. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that when we look back over our journeys and the experiences that kind of lead us to where we're at today and where we'll one day be, they're all stepping stones. Like they're building upon each other, and the things that we're learning and growing, we always take into the next thing with us. So the Real Female Entrepreneur and the work that I did there and the incredible wisdom that I gained through hours of talking with just amazing women who were figuring things out as they went as well, it just serves me so powerfully today to show up in my truth and in my confidence. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Oh, I love that. And I love just hearing more of your own journey. And I'm just so excited to be able to kind of dive into that a little bit deeper with you today, because as you know, we wanted to have a conversation about pivoting. And that's something that as a brand designer and as a strategist, I see so many entrepreneurs kind of walking through seasons of pivoting, seasons of changing direction, you know, exploring something new, maybe scaling, maybe adding different services, maybe, you know, closing up shop on the business they've built for a few years and going in a totally like bold and brave new direction. Mm-hmm. And I felt like when I thought about diving into this topic here on the podcast, I felt like you were someone who not only have you done this recently, but I feel like I've seen you do it really thoughtfully, where following along, not knowing like the inner workings or your thought processes or anything that you were walking through in an intimate way, but just seeing like what you were putting out there on social media and kind of following along in that capacity, I never once wondered where you were going, what you were doing, why you were doing it. I felt like I was on that journey with you. So I felt like you could just speak so much truth into the lives of other entrepreneurs who maybe are experiencing something similar. So if you're up for sharing, I'd really love to know, when did you realize that it was time to kind of pivot away from the real female entrepreneur and pivot towards something totally different?
First of all, I just want to say thank you. I'm feeling so emotional. Thank you for speaking that into me, because I'm sure a lot of people can relate. When you're in what feels like the mess of it, you're seeing it from your vantage point of being in it. You're not seeing it from the perspective of an outsider. And so what may seem really beautiful and put together and like this, you know, seamless transition from the outside doesn't always feel like that from the inside. So just to have you reflect that to me felt so really beautiful, because I think as with really any and all transitions in life, it rarely ever feels seamless, and it always feels a little messy, right? And there's this like period of sitting in the discomfort of that growth and the moving forward into something new and leaving something behind. So thank you for sharing that.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad it resonated.
Yeah. As for when I knew that this transition was happening, I honestly don't know that there was a specific moment. It was definitely, again, like with a lot of transitions, a period of months of reflecting on this business that I'd spent years building, and was at this point that really felt profound, like things were really getting ready to shift and change and like grow at an even more accelerated pace with TRFE, which is the Real Female Entrepreneur. And here I was feeling this, what I call gut tug, to move in a new direction, right? And so there was so much of that time spent with like, is this really the right move? And how do I know if this is the right move? And if this is the right move, what is next? And how do I begin to make that transition? And do I leave this one business behind and totally start again? Or is this merging of the two? So there was so much time spent there. The one place where I found so much clarity was actually at Imperfect Boss Camp last October. Through my online membership community that I ran all of last year, I had the opportunity to show up in this coaching role with the women who were in that community. And I was really finding my legs there. And it was new and exciting and uncertain. I'd spent years building a platform that showcased other women's stories and their wisdom, and allowed them to step into this leadership role and share their wisdom and knowledge, right? And I had done so and kind of stepped into the shadow. And so I was now at this place where I was like, wow, like I see what's possible here. And I feel deeply tugged to guide other women in a more like intimate space through the profound shifts that I've experienced myself. And so at the Imperfect Boss Camp, actually a lot of the women who were in my online community, or a handful of them, came to Imperfect Boss Camp. And so to get to sit in circles with these women, and really commit to my intention for that entire week we were there was to show up in my wholeness. I went in with that intention of like, I feel like for years and even in my businesses, I've always like shown parts of myself, but I've never been like wholly there. Fully there, like totally confident to show up and own my true self. And so committing to do that week and getting to sit in circles with other women and feel this new energy of what was possible, it really shifted things in a really beautiful way for me. And so when I came home from Imperfect Boss Camp, I took the last really 2-3 months of last year to sit with a lot of uncertainty, to sit with a lot of like powerful questions, and to realize that it was time to make this shift away from Terafi and into this new business and brand that I had at the time no idea what it would end up looking like. But I was willing to step into that uncertainty.
I love that. And like just listening to you talk about what that shift looked like for you, and a lot of the emotion, a lot of the thought, I think that I heard you sharing, to me, it sounded like, it, of course, it wasn't like this brilliant moment of clarity that just like, you know, came you out of the blue. It sounds like it was, so many of our journeys are kind of like a slow building to something, like a slow kind of growth that takes you to that point of pivoting. It's not something that you necessarily like wake up one day and you realize like, oh, I need to drastically change what I'm doing and go in this completely different direction. But in hearing you kind of talk about that and share your own journey, it got me thinking about kind of like what comes next. So like you went through this journey of figuring out what it could feel like to step into this role that you had been dreaming of, but had never really had the opportunity or kind of given yourself the space to do before. And then you recognized that and you said yes to it and you stepped into it. So what comes next when you realize, okay, this is me finally living in alignment with what I really feel drawn to do. I feel that tug and I'm listening to it. What steps do I take next? Like, how do I then like take this calling that I'm kind of feeling from a more intuition-based level, and how do I turn that into my livelihood? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah. It goes from sitting with the emotions and the questions to actually taking action. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, so after spending a lot of time with the questions, and I talk about that often, like it's just so powerful to allow yourself to sit with the questions, to not feel like you have to have an answer and to give yourself permission for it to be okay to not have the answer, right? So after a long time of sitting with the questions and doing the work I needed to do to trust myself with this transition, then came the action piece. So I had the clarity of like, yes, this is the direction that I'm moving in. What's next? So it was interesting because one of the things that I did towards the end of last year, that was an unintentional transition at the time, was I decided to take a 3-month podcast sabbatical. I had been releasing new episodes, between 1 to 3 new episodes every week for 2.5 years, or more than 2.5 years at this point. So I had decided to take a 3-month sabbatical, really to just step back and focus on the marketing and the business foundation at the time. That was my intention with the sabbatical. And what was really beautiful about that is that I trusted myself with deciding to take that sabbatical, even though it meant no sponsorship income or anything for those 3 months. But what I didn't know is that there was something bigger happening, which was the shift. And those 3 months allowed me that time and space. So while I was on podcast sabbatical, I then decided to make it indefinite. So I had my answer as far as like, where is the podcast going? How is this working right now? I wasn't recording any new episodes. And even going into the beginning of the new year, once I launched my personal brand under my name, Lauren Frontiera, I still was uncertain of where the podcast was going. So I just knew that I was on an indefinite podcast sabbatical at that point. And then as for my membership community, I knew that there had to be a shift there. And so I made the decision behind the scenes, made sure that I felt good about it and built out a plan for what that looked like moving through the end of the year. So I knew that if I was going to be closing the membership community, I'd planned out our final calls through the end of the year, how I wanted all of that to look, to bring everything full circle for those women. And then I started working on developing a program that if they still wanted to work together and receive support that they could transition into, that was more of like into this one-on-one coaching space that was still really uncertain for me. So yeah, it was both figuring out how to close the doors, so to speak, on the business I had been running, and then looking ahead simultaneously at like, what is this new brand and how do I start showing up there? So the small things like creating an Instagram that was my name, and starting to post there, even when there was still that like, it was definitely like dipping my toes in the water of like, I'm going to start showing up and sharing these things and kind of getting a feel for how Lauren shows up as a coach and in her own space, not just as the host of the podcast and the leader of this community. So I started dipping my toes in there and sharing on that platform while I was closing the membership community. And then starting to plan out my first program for this new business. So it's an interesting space to be in because as you're closing one door, you're opening a new one and trying to figure everything out. But it was definitely slow, intentional action that felt really good, sometimes strategic, sometimes not, sometimes just like a dart in the darkness, you know, like, let's see how this goes. But yeah, those slow intentional actions were really what came after spending a lot of time with the questions and finding clarity on deciding to move forward.
I totally hear that. You kind of spoke to this a little bit in what you just shared. You talked about how you focused on caring for your existing members and clients who were a part of your community at that time. So like, I love hearing all the thought and strategy that went into that process behind the scenes. But when you were kind of navigating this pivot, did you ever feel like publicly, like on Instagram or elsewhere, you needed to educate your audience about what was going on? What did that process look like for you, that thought process? Or if you did choose to take action in that way, what did that look like for you?
Mm-hmm. So how did I show up and share publicly?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I did to the extent that it felt good, to be totally honest, because again, at this period, there was still so much uncertainty for me. I really wasn't sure if I was going to launch this personal brand and start coaching over there and come back after the start of the year or this spring. And relaunch the next season of the podcast. So for me, it wasn't fully closing the doors, right? It wasn't like this business is closed and done, which I've actually done before. I closed a business before Tierra Fee. So that was a different experience where there was a clear ending and there wasn't with the podcast. So I did share, obviously, when I decided to go on podcast sabbatical because I had a lot of regular listeners and I wanted them to know there wouldn't be new episodes for several months. And then when I realized that podcast, what was a 3-month podcast sabbatical was now indefinite, I shared that. When I launched my new Instagram under my own name, I didn't share that actually for a few weeks, which felt like such a gift because I wanted time and space to feel into what it felt like to show up in this new way. Again, it was very different showing up as all of me versus just the host of this podcast who is sharing, you know, the collective story rather than just my own story. So I gave myself, it was probably a month or two at the end of last year, where I started sharing posts on my Lauren Frontier Instagram. And then once I had a few posts, I then shared with everyone, like, I'm so excited to share this new space with you where I'm going to be doing work moving forward. And I'd love for you to come over and follow. And by this point, I'd found some confidence in myself and in my voice and in showing up in this new way. And so I was able to direct people from Tirafee to this new platform, people who wanted to follow and follow along with the journey. And I was, in some of my posts, I was really transparent about how it felt. Like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. And I don't know how to tell you what this work is because I'm still figuring it out. But it felt good. Again, like with my work with Tirafee, it was always showing up and sharing that like honest behind the scenes journey. So it felt really good to have a space where I could continue doing that with my audience who knew and expected that of me. So yeah, I took them along in the uncertainty with me as much as I could in a way that felt really good.
I think that is so smart. That's honestly advice that I give to my own branding clients or some of the women inside my group coaching program if they're thinking about really moving in kind of a bold new direction and kind of like bridging that gap between a lot of that work that's still messy and is still kind of happening behind the scenes and developing versus what they put out there publicly. And I love that you focus so heavily on giving yourself the permission to sit in it and not have a strategically mapped out like plan from point A to point B of how Lauren is going to navigate this transition and what the, you know, content marketing looks like and what the, you know, like timeline of everything looks like. Because I think that, and you actually touched on this earlier, but I think that in our industry as a whole, it's so easy for us to find comfort in the to-do lists and the action items and the defined goals, because that's how so many of us are taught to make progress and experience success. But something that you touched on a minute ago was that you gave yourself the space to sit in the uncomfortable and the unknown. Mm-hmm. And I love that because I think that's really unique. And that's an important gift that we as people don't give ourselves enough. But all that to say, speaking of kind of staying with what's cozy, what's comfortable, what's known, I have seen so many entrepreneurs who have like big, bold, beautiful ideas, but they find that it takes them in a new direction. Like maybe they are, you know, currently offering wedding planning, but they find that actually they don't want to be a wedding planner anymore. They want to pivot towards some kind of education, like hosting workshops or a conference or something that's totally different from what they've been doing up until that point. And because it's totally different, they are so afraid to take action because, if we're honest, like it's safe and staying in what we know, right? Like it's comfortable. So how did you navigate leaving the comfort of what you had been doing and the success you knew that you could experience there and pivoted towards something that really was just a big unknown, like a whole bunch of question marks?
Yeah. A whole bunch of question marks accurately defines it, Bonnie. I have this question and I don't even know what to call it. It's not like a guide, but it's this list of indicators that I'm going to share in a second that has so powerfully served me and continues to so powerfully serve me. Before I share those though, I want to share that discomfort is the gateway to growth. Mm. And everyone who's here listening, like we're all here because we are growth-oriented human beings and we are wanting to show up in our fullness and do incredibly impactful work in the world and show up as our whole selves and grow and make more money and grow our businesses and do all the things and grow. And growth and expansion is always uncomfortable. And so I think to what you were saying, like we often want, or we often can hide behind the strategies and the to-do lists rather than actually sitting in the discomfort. And sometimes those beautiful strategies and to-dos and actions come out of that place of discomfort. But sometimes we use them as a shield to like avoid the discomfort. And really, like if you're in this place where you're wanting to make a shift or pivot, or you're feeling called to make a shift or pivot, like discomfort is your best friend. And I've even been sitting with it so much this week where I have to remind myself, I will feel like uncomfortable. And it's that fight or flight where your mind's immediately like, oh my God, like uncertainty leads potentially to death, must run, must hide, must do something. And so I think one of the best things you can do is invite yourself to just sit with it and breathe through it. Breath is something I share about so often that's so powerful. But yeah, for me, it was a lot of, Lauren, can you just be uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. I'm an Enneagram 9, so being uncomfortable is terrifying and something I avoid at all costs, or used to avoid. I have been learning so much so in the past year to not. So now anytime I feel that sense of discomfort, I really like invite myself to sit with it. And I often pull out my journal and just start writing, like just writing all the thoughts. And it's always so beautiful what comes out, because the beginning is just like a hot mess, right? Like the hot mess that's happening inside of our head of like, oh my God, I'm terrified of this and this is how I'm feeling, and I'm feeling so insecure and there's so much doubt. And then by the end, there's just so much clarity and so much self-compassion and love. And I'm able to see the experience and the discomfort I'm experiencing from more of that like eagle eye view, not just of like being in it. So yeah, I think that you navigate from that feeling of comfort to something totally new by really allowing yourself to sit in the discomfort. And finding tools and resources that empower you in doing that and that support you in doing that in a really powerful way. Whether that is meditation or coaching or a mastermind or a group or close friends who can support you, but like having that support that empowers you to sit in the discomfort is really helpful. But yeah, if anyone's sitting in that place right now, I would love to share something specific with you. And feel free to write this down. I have this in my journal and I pull it out all the time. Like anytime I'm like facing a big decision. And again, that like discomfort or uncertainty is scaring the crap out of me. I go back to this. So it is, if it excites you, move towards it. If it scares you, ask, how will this help me grow? If you feel uncertain, get quiet, close your eyes, and get curious. If it feels boring or heavy or disinteresting, walk away. If the bigness scares you, can you envision yourself expanding into that bigness? If yes, does that feel wildly exciting? If yes, lean in, lean in, lean in, lean in. And I have faced and like found so much courage to make decisions that felt terrifying because of that guidance and those questions and just those check marks to check back in with myself.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Honestly, I mean, I need to figure out a way to like cut the audio from this portion of our conversation and just like have it on my phone so I can constantly revisit those questions, because that is just a series of introspective thoughts that I see so much value in personally. And I want like everyone who's tuning in, if you are someone who can like process through things beautifully by writing out your ideas, even if that's something where you are an external processor, like the gift that you could give yourself by sitting down and even just recording like a voice memo to yourself, talking through some of those ideas, or pulling out your favorite notebook if you do like to write and writing responses to those prompts. Yeah, like what a beautiful gift to give yourself to sit in that season that you're in and that experience you're in and find clarity from it. So, Lauren, thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, of course. so honored to. Again, it's just served me so beautifully and so powerfully. So that I hope that it can do the same for others if it resonates.
I so love that. Okay. I know that you have given, just in sharing your own experience, you've given so much practical advice of really kind of modeling for those listening, like what that looked like for yourself, the steps you took, how you navigated the unknown and the uncomfortable. And I wanted to get your thoughts on something. It's kind of like just based on what you've shared so far and knowing a little bit of your heart, I'm so curious to get your thoughts on what I might consider to be a little bit of like a polarizing topic of like, if we're thinking about pivoting, going towards a shift, following that kind of like new direction within our lives or our businesses, how do we know if we've done it well? Like, what does a successful pivot look like? And I'm not talking about, you know, strategically, like what the, you know, like the profit and loss statement should look like, or what the kind of growth of your following should look like. I mean, yes, those are super helpful metrics. And like, as a strategist, as a designer, I would never ever advise anyone to like ignore that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I think there are different ways we can define success. So Lauren, I'm just super curious to get your thoughts on what you think could help define a successful pivot for an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. I love this question so much. and you know me, so you can, I'm sure you can imagine that my answer is not going to relate to the strategies and the successes in the bank account. Although all those things, we all want them and we all want to feel that empowerment, and you can have both. I think a successful pivot in business and making that transition or life, wherever that big pivot is happening, a successful one looks like one that feels incredibly empowering for you. And I'll share more about this, but the thing is, like, we all want that success. But what we ultimately want are the feelings that that success can create in our life. We deeply want to feel empowered in our confidence, like fully confident, standing in our truth. We want to feel like our work deeply matters. We want to feel seen and heard in our uniqueness and what makes us different and helps us stand out, right? And so at the end of the day, all of those other things are going to fall into place when your pivot is one and your transition is one that feels incredibly empowering. If at the end of the day, the decisions you're making and the actions you're taking feel empowering, even when and if they feel totally terrifying and uncertain, if they feel empowering, then you're moving in the right direction and you're staying aligned with your own truth and in your integrity. And from that place, like wherever you end up is going to look and feel exactly like you're hoping it will, expansive and empowering, and you like showing up as like next level you, like version 3.0, right? Like yourself that you're really wanting to grow and expand into.
That is such good advice. And in my experience, I think that it is really easy for us to kind of get caught up in looking at what other people have done before, who have come before us, maybe other entrepreneurs we look up to, maybe it's someone in your community who you really admire. It's easy for us to kind of look to the left, look to the right, see what other people are doing and think that that is what success should look like or what success does look like. But ultimately, I feel like that models such a limited view of success, and the way that you phrase it as one that we get to define, we get to choose what that looks like based on how that feels. Man, I think that opens up like a whole world of possibility that we might not have been really allowing ourselves to tap into or even access, because it's just quote unquote not what other entrepreneurs are doing. So I think that that's such a freeing perspective to have. And I'm so glad that you spoke to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And going back to the comfort that like kind of keeps you where you're at, like I think that looking at that success and continually trying to model yourself after it, it keeps you in that place of comfort, because it's easy to say, well, this worked for them. Okay, it's just not working for me. Let me find someone else. Let me find someone new. Let me try something else. It keeps you in this. It's like a facade or a mirage. Is that the right word? Like, totally. It's fake. It's this fake sense of comfort though, because all along you feel so uncomfortable. Like you're still not seeing the success that you want to see. You're still not experiencing the results and the feelings that you want to be feeling. And that easy route is keeping you from doing the thing that you deeply feel called to do, right? Like if that is like hosting a conference, like this thing that feels so big and terrifying, like if that's the thing that you feel deeply called to do though, avoiding that calling at the expense of like following someone else's guideline to success is just keeping you or I think delaying you actually showing up and doing that work that you know you want to do and that you're here to do.
I mean, man, we could just like drop the mic at that point and just like walk away and call it done, because that is so much truth and so much like tough love, but like shared in such a loving and kind way of like, we don't have to stay stuck in patterns that feel comfortable just because they're comfortable. We don't have to keep like forcing growth, forcing positive forward motion just because we've seen others model it for us. It's what we think we quote unquote should be doing because it's what other people are doing. If it ultimately is taking you away from a place of alignment with what success looks like and feels like to you, then it doesn't even apply. So I love that you spoke to that. Yeah. I feel like this whole conversation, you have just been dropping nothing but like encouragement after encouragement and sharing so much wisdom. And it's almost like, I kind of think of it as like, Lauren, you've been sharing wisdom like as a like cozy cup of coffee with like a blanket like waiting for you, where you can just like hand someone like the cozy cup of coffee and give them a blanket and just like cuddle up and just be like, listen, I've got some like tough truth for you, but let's make this warm and inviting so it doesn't feel so big and scary. At least like that's how I've been receiving it. But kind of keeping in that line with like all the truth, all the encouragement you've been sharing, let's kind of like put ourselves in the shoes of someone who they are on the cusp of a pivot. They're on the cusp of that shift and they're starting to feel the rumblings of discomfort and they're starting to feel all of the kind of the pulling within them towards something new. And maybe they have a clear vision for what that is. Maybe they don't even know yet. But what encouragement would you give that person who's just beginning to kind of like rumble with the beginnings of change? And it feels a bit scary, if we're honest.
Mm-hmm. Feels totally scary. Feels terrifying. Yeah. Trust yourself. It feels and can sound so simple. And yet, it is one of the most profound things that you could possibly do. It's also something that can and probably will feel incredibly uncomfortable because so much of our lives we're taught how to trust other people. We're not taught how to tune in and trust ourselves. And the thing about trust is that trust implies uncertainty. Trust doesn't exist without uncertainty. Otherwise it just is. Like trust isn't required if there's certainty. And so trusting yourself means that there's going to be uncertainty. Whether that means you have no idea what your next step is or you only know what your next step is. What would it feel like to really trust yourself? What does it even mean to trust yourself? And can you take the next step, even if that's just like being with yourself for the next day or week, and trust yourself with that?
I was listening to you like share that encouragement. And honestly, like I felt something like stirring within my heart and in a really beautiful, like very positive kind of like warm way where I felt like as I was hearing you share that encouragement to trust yourself and lean into that, I was really just like finding so much comfort and so much validation in the truth that trust is not, it's not easy, right? Like the way you were talking about trust and how there's uncertainty like built into that, it's not something that we just throw at people. Like if we think about like, even if I'm thinking about relationships that I've built with friends, with partners over the years, with family, like it's something that is earned. It's something that is hard work. Mm-hmm. And so of course, like, duh, Bonnie, why would trust with yourself not be the same thing? It would absolutely kind of be a similar approach of like working hard to cultivate that relationship and that freedom with yourself to trust as you move forward. So I don't know, there was something about just the way that you were talking about that, the what you were sharing, it was just like really, really encouraging and really affirming and kind of like a very life-giving thing for even me to hear. So I never really talk about stuff like that here on the show, but I just really felt like, and having such kind of like a beautiful and positive reaction to what you were sharing, I needed to speak that and I needed to share that. And I'm just so grateful for you sharing so much of your perspective, so much of your wisdom, and honestly, so much of your heart with us and with me in this conversation today. So I feel very spoiled that I've gotten to talk about this topic with you.
Oh my God. It feels just like, I don't know. I just had the vision of like, it feels like eating ice cream on a warm summer day. It just feels so good. So thank you. I feel so honored to like, to get to be here and to get to share. It's just such a, yeah, I feel so honored.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love how both of our like visions that kind of came to mind when we were thinking about different parts of this conversation involved some kind of food or beverage, like some kind of like comforting treat.
This is so true. Also, I love food and think about food like all the time. So,
oh, I love that. Okay. So I'm sure that at this point in the conversation, everyone is like ready to whip out their phones and figure out like how the heck they can connect with you and get to know you better and follow along in your journey. So where can people find you online?
The best place is on Instagram. That's where I spend most of my time. And you can find me at Lauren Frontiera.
Awesome. And for those who are tuning in, as always, we are definitely going to have all of Lauren's links in the show notes for today's episode. So if you're tuning in, you're on the go and you can't quite jot that down, if you just head to brandstrategypodcast.com and scroll down to today's episode, if you click over there, you will see the show notes for this whole conversation, as well as all of Lauren's links. And speaking of links, I also know that Lauren is so generously sharing a really awesome gift with those who are tuning in. And if I'm understanding it correctly, it sounds like this incredible guide to tapping into your intuition through, I think you said, there's journal prompts, there's some meditation practices. Would you share a little bit more about what that amazing guide entails?
Yeah, yeah. So what a beautiful transition from self-trust, I'm realizing. Learning to tap into your own intuition and that internal compass that's within you and trust yourself is so powerful. And as I was thinking about having this conversation with you, Bonnie, and reflecting on where I was last year, I realized that having a guide like this or this tool would have been just so profound to be able to have these questions and prompts to sit with and work through as I was sitting with that uncertainty. So there are, I believe, 33 journal prompts and beautiful questions just that you can either sit with and journal through written, or like Bonnie was saying earlier, like a voice memo. I love me some voice memo journaling. And then there are, I believe, 11 meditation prompts. And the thing is, I believe that like with this work, it doesn't require you sitting down for an hour or 30 minutes. So all of the meditation prompts are either 5 minutes or less. So something you can do real fast in the morning, or even if you're in a spot of uncertainty and you don't have a lot of time, but you're just wanting some peace and connection. Yeah, that's the guide. It's I created it to help you just more playfully and deep tap into and connect with your own internal compass.
And in order to access that, you just have to connect with you on Instagram, right? Just send you a DM, say that you've tuned into today's episode. You came across Lauren through the Brand Strategy Podcast, and she will get your email and send that straight to your inbox, which is such an incredible and powerful gift. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, of course.
I love how you focus on really encouraging and equipping your clients, and even not your clients, but even like the people in your community. Like I follow you on Instagram, and I feel like you are constantly giving so generously of, you know, kind of concepts to journal about or meditation practices to implement just through Instagram stories, like just totally for free, like no, like, you know, opt-in required, anything like that. And I love seeing how you engage with that and how you share that with others, because personally, just in my own business, I find that with so much of the work that I do with the women inside my group coaching program, the Heartfelt Brand Society, or even with my custom branding clients, before we're diving into any big projects, we're always focusing first on what that big picture vision looks like of, you know, at the end of all of this, when we're looking back on a life well lived, what does that look like and what does that feel like? And yes, of course, we're diving into the nitty gritty, we're diving into the strategy and the action steps, but it first begins. And I believe it begins most honestly when you are able to tap in truly with your intuition and with yourself so that you can access more of like what that beautiful, worthwhile vision can look like. So I can just personally like resonate so deeply and respect the fact that you guide your own clients and your own community through an approach like that. And I personally, I'm really excited to get my hands on this guide to dive into these incredible prompts and exercises for myself. So thanks again for sharing that with us. And
yeah,
Lauren, thank you so much for coming on the show, for giving so freely of your time and your energy and your wisdom. And I'm just so grateful to have really been able to share this conversation with you and hear more in depth about what that process, that journey over the last year has looked like for you. And I know that those who are tuning in who are in a similar season or who are going to be on the cusp of a season like that in the months ahead will find this to be such a powerful encouragement and resource.
Thank you, Bonnie. I feel so grateful to have gotten to have this conversation with you and with everyone listening, and to anyone who's listening who is sitting in that uncertainty or feeling like it's coming, like the pivot is near. I just want you to know that I see you and that you're not alone and that you're so supported and that you have so much magic and important work to do in the world. And you have everything within you that you need right now.
Just the best encouragement and the best wisdom. Thank you so much. Friends, if you're tuning in to today's episode, don't forget that you can head over to the Brand Strategy Podcast. You can find us at brandstrategypodcast.com to grab the show notes to today's conversation. You can get all the links to connect with Lauren, and you can find the details on how to access that beautiful guide to tapping into your intuition. So be sure to head on over there for all the ways to connect with Lauren. And Lauren, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.